Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Thursday morning, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 54 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. Glad to have you with us on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. We welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Summer camp is a rite of passage for a lot of kids. And we are so fortunate in our listening area. We've got various camps that kids can attend, one being Camp Canaan. And we have the executive director of Camp Canaan joining us, Matt Harper. And Matt, good things are happening there on the island, as you guys like to say. You're in the middle of raising funds for a cabin on the island. And if you can kind of pick it up from there and tell folks a little bit about what that cabin is going to be used for and what needs to happen between now and the end of the month.
Yeah, so I mean, we've had over 590 kids on the wait list for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. And so we want to ease the wait list. And our goal is to become more residential because kids experience the gospel so much more when they stay there. Not only just spiritually, but emotionally and physically. They're on their own. They're becoming independent. It's just really awesome to see.
So this cabin will just alleviate the pressure of the wait list and let more kids experience summer camp.
Absolutely. And also it's going to help us with staff housing. Last year we hired a lot more from out of state, and we had to buy a bunch of campers and like have staff living in pop-up campers, pull behind trailers. People are sleeping in our yurt, which is also actually their favorite. They love sleeping
in
the yurt.
They are cool.
It's really, really fun.
So what do folks need to do if they're listening right now? Because I understand there's a great match dollar for dollar between now, but we have to act fast. It's the end of the month.
Yeah, October 31st. So we raised more money at our fall benefit than we ever had. Lucas, you're a part of it. Graciously emceed the event.
And a lot of fun.
We raised $215,000. And before that, the biggest we ever had was $136,000, which was a virtual benefit last year that you're a part of.
Wow, magic charm right there.
Yeah, so we had a generous donation come in. We were ready to take out a $1.2 million loan. And I was like, yeah, we can handle that. It's going to be a lot. But a really generous donor donated $1 million, $100,000, which is going to be endowed for scholarships, and then $900,000 towards a cabin. So we quickly switched gears. We're like, we're an arm's length of paying this thing off. Let's make our goal at the fall benefit $300,000, which I didn't think we'd get anywhere close to. And God had different plans. So we raised $215,000. Well, another donor stepped up last Friday and said, hey, I want to get you the rest of the way there. I'm going to do a $50,000 match, and we're breaking ground on the cabin this week. So we've already cleared, we've already graded, but they want to get us there before the end of the month. So they're going to do a dollar for dollar match, any amount, $25, $10, $1,000. And we're really trying to work with businesses as well, like with corporate giving, because it's the year end, and if people have been successful, they want to give their money to needy causes. And kids experiencing the gospel at Camp Canaan and developing independence is the greatest thing in the world. So if you're a business and you want to donate, or individual, like our camp families took care of us. It's just amazing to see the Lord work. So we have till October 31st to bring in this additional revenue, and that'll give us above our goal, which means we can buy bunk beds and mattresses and like couches, because the new cabin has a really cool design.
Oh, great. What we're talking about is not it's going to come out sounding wrong, high end. I mean, it's not just
camping.
Bad stuff, but it's camping. I mean, you want to make sure the experience is worthwhile. So you're not asking for over the top glamour. You're not glamping is what I guess I'm trying to say. This is just making sure that kids get to experience the camp experience under your leadership with seen through a Christian lens.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, our cabins, like, we're a newer camp in the camping world. Our first full-time year was 2009, but our cabins are not your average cabins. A lot of camps, it's like, it's a screen porch with a fan, and you know, but ours is fire suppression system, heated and air conditioned. Yeah. They're really nice facilities because our vision was to also be able to have adult retreats, corporate retreats. We had True Homes out yesterday. And it was amazing. Like, they bring their staff and they have a corporate retreat, and the accommodations are nice enough for them.
You know? Wow. So, that's awesome.
What's dollar for dollar match to help Camp Canaan get that cabin now between the end of the month? Just reach out to Matt Harper and his staff and go ahead and mark your calendars. Get ready. People can start signing up for summer camp.
December 7th.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt, so much.
Harper, Executive Director at Camp Canaan.